This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A showdown is expected in the House of Representatives today over the airport security bill. The Senate unanimously passed similar legislation 3 weeks ago. House Republican leaders are strongly opposed to a provision in the Senate version that would require all airport security screeners to be federal employees. Republicans instead want President Bush to decide how many screeners will remain in the private sector. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Both Republicans and Democrats agree on some things an airport security bill should have: federal supervision of airport security, more air marshals, and a strengthening of cockpit doors. But a ferocious partisan battle has broken out over federalizing the 28,000 workers who screen baggage and passengers at airports. TV ads like this one, sponsored by the Flight Attendants Association, have been touting the federalization favored by most House Democrats and some moderate Republicans.
This is the Capitol. It's where Congress works. Keeping it safe is the job of federal law enforcement personnel. And why not? This is an airport where keeping the rest of us safe is the job of contractors paying barely the minimum wage, who sometimes even hire convicted felons. Congress deserves federal protection, so why not the rest of us? Call Congress. Tell them airport safety isn't a job for the lowest bidder.
Nationwide polls indicate 4 out of 5 Americans support federalizing airport screeners. Still, President Bush lobbied lawmakers this week to back the GOP House bill opposing such federalization. Senator John McCain, the Arizona Republican who ran for president himself last year, co-sponsored the Senate Aviation Security Bill. He says the president's taken the wrong side on this issue.
This is all about law enforcement. Law enforcement is a function of government. I am a proud conservative, but law enforcement, Border Patrol, INS, Customs, the FBI, are all government law enforcement responsibilities. The safety and security of our airports and airliners is a government responsibility.
House Republicans counter that most European nations have moved away from federalized airport screeners. At a news conference yesterday with Transportation Secretary Norm Mineta, Missouri Republican Roy Blunt said airport security could be enhanced much faster if it's done by the private sector.
Just the transition alone to the Senate bill, which is the transition to the failed European system, the one that they rejected, would take months and months. The transition to the House bill will allow the National Guard troops to leave those airports much quicker, because we will truly have the new system in place under the Secretary's leadership.
Alaska Republican Don Young, who's sponsoring the GOP's air security bill, acknowledged that since September 11th, air security has not improved.
I think the system that exists today stinks as it stunk in the past. But this was not under the federal government at that time, and it did have, I think, people that are not trained well or background checked.
Young and other backers of the GOP bill brought 3 private airport security executives to a Capitol Hill briefing Tuesday to make their case. But Mark Beesens, who heads security for the Swedish firm Securitas, grew defensive when asked about the security his company provides for Boston's Logan Airport, where hijackers boarded 2 jets on September 11th.
Yes, that's right.
I don't know.
That's right. So what? So what? What's actually the insinuation? I think there was no breakdown and there was no failure in the screening, although I believe that we can strongly improve this.
But Iowa Republican Greg Gansky, who's sponsoring a rival House aviation security bill that's the same as the Senate's, pointed out that foreign-owned firms now do almost all the screening at U.S. airports.
Are we going to take commonsensical, practical steps to improve our safety, or will we entrust our lives to foreign corporations who pay minimum wage and are already threatening to sue the American government?
House Democratic leader Dick Gephardt said what the dispute over federalizing airport screeners boils down to is business interests versus the public interest.
What's going on here is the companies that have these contracts, the lowest bidders, don't want to give up the contracts, and so they've hired expensive Washington lobbyists to come lobby the administration and the Congress so they can hang on to their contracts.
Should the Senate-based bill federalizing airport screeners prevail, the president has not said he'd veto it. But if the GOP bill prevails, the legislation could die in conference over irreconcilable differences with the Senate's version. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.